Family of woman killed in Guelph parking lot calls for stricter rules for older drivers. The 72-year-old, who went by Mickey, was tragically killed last September after being struck by a car while walking through the Shoppers Drug Mart parking lot on Aramosa Road. The offending driver pleaded guilty and was given a 5-year license suspension and a $3,000 fine. Read full story here. Fergus woman wins $40 million in lottery windfall. Tears of joy began to flow as Elizabeth Trafford of Fergus logged into her banking app and clicked on one of her accounts, seeing a number very few people get to witness in their lifetime. Read full story here. Racial profiling alleged in lawsuit against Guelph police. Alleged racial profiling, ignored evidence and maliciously laid charges are at the heart of a lawsuit filed against Guelph police. The lawsuit, which seeks unspecified damages, was filed earlier this month by a Guelph man arrested for impaired driving in 2022, following what the court filing describes as a case of mistaken identity, road rage inspired assault against him at a local Tim Hortons. Read full story here. U of G team ready to hit the toboggan hill riding concrete. Is it possible to race a toboggan made of concrete? It sure is, according to a unique group of students at the University of Guelph who not only race them but build them from start to finish. Read full story here. Guelph's tax hike finalized at 6.78%. With this year's city budget now finalized, residents are looking at a 6.78% property tax increase. Council received the final pieces of the puzzle on Wednesday, when several outside boards and shared services, things the municipality doesn't have direct authority over, brought forth their spending plans. Read full story here. Experiment turns into a passion for mushroom farming. Mushrooms are part of most meals at Tim Pepple's house, and he wants to bring his same excitement for fungi to people in Guelph with his indoor farmed mushrooms. Read full story here. Chamber's top economist says tax reform, not retaliatory tariffs, is the answer to Trump. Don't retaliate with tariffs on American-made products. Rather, look at tax reform, encourage alternative trade partners, especially internally, and consider financial relief for those caught up in the mess of it all. That's the advice Stephen Tapp, the Canadian Chamber of Commerce's chief economist, commenting on threatened new tariffs from newly returned American President Donald Trump. Read full story here.